With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The sense of smell is an ancient physiologic function, and we know this because it's present in single-celled organisms that can detect chemicals in their environment. It's critical for lower organisms such as mice, who depend on their sense of smell to find food. And even in humans, if you look at the connections of the sense of smell, the connections that are made in the different parts of the brain, these connections are present in multiple different areas that are important in very primitive and ancient processes such as memory and emotion and pleasure. We think of the sense of smell as a critical sense. And so in this research, we tried to examine whether this sense and its decline could predict health outcomes. And in particular, we looked at the most important health outcome, which is how long you live.
And how did you do that? Who were you looking at? Who were the study subjects, and how many of them were there?
We used a data set which is called the National Social Life Health and Aging Project. These are 3,005 older people, ages 57 to 85, and we sent trained interviewers to do interviews and measure different components of health. One of the components was the sense of smell. And the sense of smell test that we used was a 5-item smell test with various common odors. And people were asked to choose from 4 choices for each odor what they thought it smelled like. And then we scored their answers from 1 to 5, then used those scores to predict who would be alive 5 years later.
And what was the trend that emerged?
The interesting finding was that those who had a very decreased sense of smell, essentially no sense of smell, were 3 times more likely to be dead in 5 years compared to those who had a normal sense of smell. Even those people who had a diminished sense of smell faced an increased odds of being dead in 5 years. And so that's something that we call a dose response, indicating that the worse your sense of smell is, the higher your odds of death are.
Was there any relationship to how old the people were? Was the effect more pronounced in an older person? And was there any sex bias? Were men or women more predictable?
The short answer is no. You know, you might expect that older people are more likely to have a decreased sense of smell and are more likely to die, and certainly men are more likely to die than women, and men have worse sense of smell than women as they age. But indeed, we'd found no interactions between age and smell loss and death, and sex and smell loss and death. So the associations were found throughout the age span and for both sexes.
Was there any trend between what people died of in association with the loss of smell? Were there any sort of excessive numbers of neurological diseases that might suggest it's a brain problem? Were there any particular associations?
We only know that these people died, so this is an association with all-cause mortality. We're looking into cause of death, so in this country we have something called the National Death Index, and we're going to try to link to that database and figure out why the people died. So right now we don't know is the short answer.
And was there any relationship whereby someone might not be able to smell, which means they're probably not going to enjoy food so much, which means they might not eat so well? So was there any relationship between what people ate and, say, body weight and your predictions?
So that's a great hypothesis. The idea would be that if you don't enjoy food, you're not going to eat. If you're not going to eat, your nutrition is going to decline. And as we know, nutritional decline in older age is associated with poor health and ultimately death. But we did look at nutrition. We did have body mass index, which is an indicator of your nutrition. And we found that even accounting for body mass index, the relationship was still strong. So this didn't seem to be mediated by an effect on how these people were eating.
So how do you explain this then? You get a person, you see that they appear to be losing a sense of smell, and there's a really strong relationship subsequently with them not actually surviving for more than 5 years. What would you predict would explain that then?
One idea is that your olfactory nerve is one of the few cranial nerves that has stem cells and actually continually regenerates through life. And one possibility is that when you lose your sense of smell, it's an indication that that regenerative capacity of the olfactory nerve has sort of reached its limits and it no longer can repair itself. And that's why your sense of smell declines. And that might explain our findings, which is that overall regenerative capacity of the body has reached its limits and indicates overall your physiology is breaking down and you're at increased risk of death. A second possibility is exposures. So your olfactory nerve sits in the roof of your nose. It samples air as you breathe. And as such, it's at risk for injury by all of the things that come in the air. So things like pollutants, viruses, bacteria. It's possible that those items are also affecting your overall physiology. To give you an example.
So it's a bit like a canary in the cage down a coal mine, isn't it? You've got something which is exposed to the environment you're living in, your sense of smell. It's damaging all of you, but it's manifesting as a loss of sense of smell.
That's absolutely right. I mean, that's really the way we look at it.
What are the implications of this finding then? Do you think this is robust and resilient enough that we could use this as a predictive test? Because if we know that someone might have their health in jeopardy, perhaps we could intervene and stop them dying.
Yeah, I think this study really calls attention to the fact that your sense of smell is really important. It's something that's not considered as something to check, to be perfectly honest, for most doctors. And maybe it's something that should be. And this is a simple, like I mentioned, a 3-minute smell test that can give you some sort of global indication about people's future health outcome.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.